March 31st, 1943 was a historic night for Broadway, but a difficult one for a celebrated Broadway lyricist. The new movie, Blue Moon, is set at an opening night party that critic Bob Mondello says is lyric writer Lorenz Hart's worst nightmare.
The opening night of Oklahoma is reaching its climax. Audience enthusiasm is high as an elephant's eye, but Lorenz Hart can't stop muttering about those lyrics.
Here comes Grant.
Hart has been the lyric writing half of Rodgers and Hart for 24 musicals and hundreds of songs, but Oklahoma isn't by Rodgers and Hart. It's by Rodgers and Hammerstein.
I need a drink.
He heads for Sardi's, the showbiz watering hole just down the block. Oklahoma's cast party will start there in a bit. Hart, played by a deliciously dyspeptic Ethan Hawke, is greeted by Bobby Cannavale's Eddie the bartender with a line from Casablanca.
For the last time, put the letters on the table.
If Laszlo and the cause mean that much to you.
The pianist, who's been listening, changes his tune. Hart is clearly well known at this bar.
How many times have we seen that picture?
Worst line in Casablanca?
Well, a precedent is being broken.
A precedent is being broken. How can you break a precedent?
Hart settles in at the bar and immediately breaks his own rule.
Would you get me a shot?
Larry, you told me under no circumstances.
I'm just going to look at it. Take the measure of its amber heft in my hands.
You told me.
Just give me the drink.
And then he starts talking about anything except the opening of Oklahoma down the block.
Did I tell you what Elizabeth told me? That's the girl I'm meeting here tonight.
You mean the one you...
Though Hart is widely known to favor men, Elizabeth, a real firecracker as played by Margaret Qualley, turns out not to be a figment of his imagination.
I adore this girl. I'm telling you, this is beyond sex.
What's beyond sex?
I don't understand it. She's completely undeserving, but it's not the way it always is. Leave the bottle. It's a visual poem.
Speaking of poetry, there's someone else at the bar.
You're a writer. Well, then you will appreciate this story, because it concerns the...
Ineffable?
That's the perfect word. Christ, you're E.B. White.
Co-author of The Elements of Style, The Writer's Bible.
I'm in love with your language.
Thank you.
I'm in love with your punctuation. You can't...
Hart goes on a tear about love and the art of turning love into lyrics. Ones like, say, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered.
Three perfect words in the perfect order. Just the sound of it. That's what a writer does. We wear our vulnerability like a cloak for all the world to witness.
That is lovely writing about writing, as is the rest of Robert Kaplow's screenplay. The situation is mostly invented and theatricalized, with Hart trash-talking the show that's the talk of the town.
In fact, any title that feels the need for an exclamation point, you want to steer clear of.
And otherwise avoiding something he can't avoid for long, the dissolution of his partnership with composer Richard Rodgers.
We write together for a quarter of a century. In the first show, he writes with someone else. It's going to be the biggest hit he ever had. Am I bitter?
Larry.
Yes.
Filmmaker Richard Linklater keeps things intimate and steadily more awkward, so that by the time Rodgers finally talks with Hart, nerves are raw. He's found ways to make Ethan Hawke, who's a good head taller than Hart was, look like he's about 4'10", and he varies the pacing as much as he can with something that's basically all talk. You'll realize at some point that while sitting with the smartest guy in the room is definitely exhilarating, it can also be exhausting. Still, how often do you get the chance? Maybe once in a...
Blue moon.
I'm Bob Mondello.
You saw me standing alone.
Wise guy.